Laurie G.
Yo.
You and Troy taking your time to get on the podium this year, bro? Let's restart that. Laurie, fucking sick to see you on the podium.
Yeah, cheers, dude. Like you said, it's been a while since been on the podium. Last time was Fort William. Been really struggling with fatigue this year, whether it's long COVID or some kind of other fatigue. I'm not quite sure what's been going on, but I've just not been feeling myself for the first time ever, to be honest.
Did you have like a COVID like mid-season?
I had COVID before Lourdes, and then I got COVID again in before Lenzider, but I started feeling pretty bad before Lenzider, and then got COVID for Lenzider and Andorra, and then just been dragging on a bit. It's not a proper excuse.
We're not looking for excuses for
race day anyway. The adrenaline normally kicks in, but just been on the struggle a bit. Been struggling to feel myself and
It doesn't look like a struggle, but I guess in terms of like being on the podium, it is a struggle.
Exactly. Yeah. I think the most thing is I get a bit grumpy. And then I get a bit grumpy and then I lose a bit of self-belief and then...
Is that because you know what you're capable of or...?
Well, I just like feeling good. I don't give a fuck about like knowing what I'm capable of.
Health-wise?
I guess so, yeah. Yeah. Just, it gets into your brain a little bit and then you battle with a bit of self-belief and stuff like that. But today's run again, like every other time, it feels easy when you do it, so...
You say it feels easy, but you put a... That was one of the longest hot seat sits, and and you put it like a massive margin in, And then what's... You're obviously looking at the times, and then you just... It's holding.
Yeah, it was a stressful time.
Yeah.
I need a beer, like...
You get to use hot seat?
I did have to have one, actually. Yeah. Simmer down my anxiety a bit.
Yeah.
Chill out.
Yeah. And then watching the runs, like, because it's kind of like an old school track, but it's not because it's new and it's different, but it's, you know, it's back to braking wheels and flatting tires, and there was a lot of that this weekend.
Yeah.
Do these older schools and Val d'Isol, like, that obviously gels with you. Is that kind of the style you like, or is it just...
I tend to like it when the tracks are long, rough, a little more physical maybe.
Yeah.
And it's kind of ironic because the amount of times I've been told throughout my career that, oh, this is a big man's track, how do you think here? But they're the tracks I consistently do well on. So I think being a bit lighter, it's easier to hold yourself up. And then being a bit longer, I think that plays into me as well because, well, I don't actually know. I just like it when it's... little physical, little rough, and a little long. I like that. It's good.
Long, physical, hard, and rough.
Yeah.
Some like it that way.
Me included.
Nice one, Laza. But obviously, hey, how do you like Leger?
That track is insane, I think.
There's some speed there.
There's some speed there that, like, you know, Reese Wilson schooled us all there last time. And I think it's going to take a little, like... That mental resilience into that track is pretty key, I think. Keeping your head in the game. If it rains there,
it's another.
I think it's one of the most tough tracks of race since Cairns World Cup, if it rains there. So I think keeping it in a pile for that one is going to be key, like in the wet or dry, I think.
But knowing like how close, like it's almost like you not even just want to get a medal at Worlds. You like every one of these guys, you want to go for the win.
Totally, dude. It's a funny one. I jumped to fourth in the overall now. Val d'Isol was obviously a good one for me. I love it there. But then Leger, world champs. You kind of feel like you only... It's funny, you only get a certain amount of world champs in your career, so you can't help but give it 100%. So I think the last two world stages, races, world champs and Val d'Isol for me are going to be pretty high octane. I need to... Need to rest up and give them some beans, I think.
Talking about resting up, 2 weeks off, what do you do to prep for those two races in those 2 weeks?
I mean, normally I'd go home, I might go surfing, just take my mind elsewhere, but this time I'm just going to go on my sofa, chill out, eat some chocolate, chill,
I thought you were going to be like, I'm going to gym, do intervals.
None of that. I've been too tired, dude. I need to chill out, hit the sofa, watch some Netflix, chill the fuck out.
Netflix and chill.
Yeah. That's my plan.
Nice one. Good plan.
Cheers, Steve.